It seems the list of public concerns grows each day, but with so many worries, it's hard to find one that large groups rally around. Cognoscenti commentator Alyssa Eli applauds those who try, even though she knows it's an uphill battle.
At a talk on transgender equality I once heard, the speaker finished with calls for action. "Become passionate," she said. "Campaign, donate, volunteer." There was nothing more important to the woman who had formerly been a man. Driving home, feeling unimpassioned and mildly guilty, I passed a breakfast cafe in my neighborhood. It's owned by an immigrant. Maps of his native country hang everywhere, along with articles about the genocide that occurred there. It tears at his heart, and he wants it to tear at his customers, too. Nothing is more important to him. Years ago in my old hospital, a patient death occurred that some of us thought had been more than bad fortune. We believed it should have been prevented. We brought the story to newspapers and radio stations. It tore at our hearts, and we knew that everyone in the media would feel similarly. We were shocked when they didn't. We live in cause overload. We used to know about our own tragedies and those of our neighbors. Now it's possible to know about all happenings in all places at all times, an abundance of knowledge without respite. Movie stars and politicians write personally to me, every week. It looks like they hand address the envelopes themselves. Donate, petition, volunteer. I could spend a lifetime on their causes, and more lives on the good causes of the trans speaker and the cafe owner. It's like an endless series of planes waiting to take off from the tarmac, if only I'd fuel them. But here it is. My own life hasn't been ravaged by trans bias or genocide, and that cafe owner might not have cared much about my patient's death. I know a highly ethical vegan who doesn't recycle. No one can fuel all those planes. We pursue our causes as passionately as possible, each to their own. It's right to be judged by the ones we care for. It's not right to be judged if we can't care for them all.
Writer Alyssa Eli is a community psychiatrist in Massachusetts and is a contributor to WBUR's ideas and opinion page, Cognoscenti. Read her essay and many others at our website, WBUR.org.